Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
We have done our bracketed tournament with the cutest little babies. Not this year. It's the busted baby brackets. All right, now don't get it twisted. We're assuming that little itty bitty baby right there that wasn't so great looking in the beginning has turned out to be a fine looking lad. Or a great looking woman.
There you go. All right, head to theburtshow.com to submit the picture of your ugly baby. This feels very weird to say, but this is what we are doing because you all voted that, yes, we want to see ugly babies. So we put it up to the Burt Show listeners, and over 70% of you said, screw being PC. Let's see some ugly babies.
God bless you guys.
And that's what we're doing. So you go to theburtshow.com, fill out a quick form, submit the photo, couple of parameters. The baby in the photo has to be 3 months old or younger. Doesn't have to be 3 months old now. This could be your 22-year-old son that came out looking like a troll. If you want to submit him, then by all means. Of course, he's handsome now, but, you know, again, when they first come out, they can be a little rough.
Busted.
Or you want to submit a picture of yourself. You are self-aware enough to know that you were busted baby. You can do that as well, as long as you're 3 months old in the picture. Only submit pictures of yourself or your own kid. Don't be sending submissions of your niece or nephew or neighbor. That would be really wrong and really rude and just kind of plain mean. And whoever wins our bracketed tournament is going to waddle away with $1,000.
Okay, did you catch that part? Did you get through it? $1,000. There were no shortage of entries yesterday. No shortage at all.
Oh, we will have a full bracket.
Oh, yeah, really?
And there will be a number one seed.
Oh, yeah. All right. So enter your busted baby today. Could be worth $1,000 at theburtshow.com.
You think we'll get a Marconi for this?
No. And any awards that we do have on the wall will be pulled down probably. I'm guessing. All right, let's get Jenny on here because she's been living with a guy for 2 years. It has turned into something more. She just wants to make sure that dude would be faithful. Hey, Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us about this dude and why you want us to test his loyalty.
Well, to give some context, I've lived with Nathan for about 2 years. We had a friend who introduced us, and then we became roommates. And before, it was platonic, but I've always been attracted to him, and I didn't think he had any interest in me. For the first year, he had a girlfriend who was always here, but then she went away. They broke up. And then about 3 months ago, things started to get more flirty with us. And then one night we had a party at our place and he kissed me. And I thought first, maybe this is just the alcohol talking. It's like a one-time thing. But then things escalated and it happened again and there was no alcohol. And we've actually got together and it seems like we are together. I mean, we sleep in the same bed nearly every night. However, we never really had that official, are we a couple talk. And then the other night, I heard him on the phone, and he referred to me as just his roommate, which really hurt because I thought, we're more than that. And I don't know. I just don't really know how he really feels about me. And I know that he's a huge flirt, and I'm just wondering if maybe he's a womanizer. But I haven't seen him, do any womanizing things. He never leaves without me, so I don't know if he's dating. I don't think he's dating anyone else publicly, but maybe he's being sneaky. So I'd just like to see if he would take the bait with your Instagram segment.
Mm-hmm. We can for sure do Instagram scam, but Jenny, you are his roommate. You're just his roommate with benefits. If you guys haven't had a conversation, then that's on the both of you. You can't, in an instance like this, you can't make assumptions. If you don't tell him what you want, how can you expect him to give it to you?
Oh, he's giving it to him.
Stop it.
I guess I'm afraid to know the truth.
I get it.
I'm not afraid anymore. I mean, I don't know. It seems like we're together. I just don't want to scare him away. I mean, we do live together.
Well, that's a terrible reason to engage in a relationship and not have the combo. I just don't want to scare him away with the truth.
To be fair, he could be in the exact same situation. Like, maybe he doesn't think that you feel as strongly for him as he does for you. And so maybe he knows that you can hear him on the phone in the living room and doesn't want to freak you out by saying, oh, my girlfriend's in the other room, when you haven't even had the conversation. So I wouldn't knock it out before you actually talk to him. But I mean, yeah, I guess we can do the back route and go do the Instagram scam.
I'm with Abby. That was my thought also, is that's a real possibility that he knew you were close by and he don't know what to call you yet either. So he went with roommate and you got all offended by it. You guys just need to have this conversation, but it's way better radio if we do this for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the healthy thing would be to have the conversation.
I'd like to see his true colors. Secretly.
Yeah.
We're about to see him.
Yeah, we are all for dysfunction.
Let's do it. We
are all doing things in a very unhealthy way. So this fits right into our mission statement. All right, hold on 1 second for us. We'll get some info. We will test him tonight, and we'll give you some results tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Jenny, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's a tricky one right there. That's why, I've been in that situation before where you start to mess around with roommates, man. That's a tricky scenario.
Roommates, coworkers, anything where it's like close to home is always tricky.
Right.
The Burt Show.